Well, so I'm going to run through the Gemara quickly, and then I would like to learn Taisus. So we're on the Gemara in Daf Chaf Mebeis, and the Gemara has a Shaila of Rami Bar Chama. The second half of Shia, if we get to it, I want to try and analyze what is the boy Rami Bar Chama. B'hoi mukzakin be'eved shehu shalo. V'get kasav al yado. So they're mukzakin an eved that it belongs to him. There's a get written on the eved. V'harei hu yotzei. And now the Eved finds himself by the Isha. As Rashi explains, Yotzi Tachas Yada, Sheviyoso Lifanenu, she brought the get, the Eved over. Va'amra Bali Nasan, the Eved Azet, V'girashni Bo, Kidatam Masnisim, V'nosno Eved. So it says Rabbi Brachama, Ma, Mi Amrina Akhni Achnila, do we say the Baal was Machneter, or Dilma, who, Minavshe Ayim? Or maybe the Eved did what? He went on his own. Amar Rava. So Rava asks a further question. V'tepukle de ksav sheyachol his dayefu. Even if he gave it to her, the husband gave her the get, but what could he do? It's written on an Eved. So what can the Eved or anyone else do? He could erase the tznoim. He could erase the tznoim. Umachtei. He could erase anything. V'hadar kasve. And write whatever she wants. So, like, that's a problem too. Ula Rava, but according to Rava, Kasha Masnisin, Ala Yad Shel Eved. So, Bishop Masnisin, Rava Lo Kasha Be'edim Yisira. So, maybe the Mishnah is talking about there was Edim Yisira who witnessed the whole thing. Rava Lazar. And Rava Lazar holds Edim Yisira is good. So, Ella, but Rami Ben Chama, Kasha. So, because after all, Rabbi Mar Chama does not assume that there's Edim Yisira. So the Gemara says, yeah, we're talking about a special case over here. Lokasha biksoves ka'aka. You special about this kind of writing? It's permanent. It never becomes erased. So the Mishnah is talking about ksoves ka'aka. Hashtu aslahachi masisin l'rava nami lo tiksha biksoves ka'aka. So the Gemara says, my havale, so what's the din in our case? So tashma damarei shlokish hagodros ein lohem chazak. So Reish Lakish answers that what's the psak halacha in our case? In our case, the din is goldros ein lahem chazaka. What does goldros mean? Things that move. Give an example of things that move.
Animals.
Animals are goldros. They are typically penned in. And since they are penned in, they're penned in. So as a result, ein lahem chazaka. Why ein lahem chazaka? Why ein lahem chazaka?
Things get out. Things happen.
Because they move. And because they move, there is no chazaka. So the fact that the woman is holding onto what? Onto what? Onto the Eved is not a raya that she's divorced. So in this case, if I were to ask you, psak halacha, what's her status? What's her status? What? Ena migoresh. Okay. Hold on to that point for about 25 minutes. Ena migoresh. Okay. Now, I want to digress into a very, very short detour into the world of the Tosis. So Tosis over here writes, Biksoves ka'aka, mi de'oraisa leka isura, ad de'yichto vi kaikea, b'dio u'v'kchol, k'detzam perikim z'makos. So we have a din that the isura de'oraisa tattooing requires two components. You need ink and you need a cutting. You need the ink to enter where? Under the surface of the skin, so that requires a cutting. The Gemara there in Maseches Makos says it doesn't matter whether the ink came first and then the cutting, or the cutting came first and then the ink, but either way, you need both components for Nisr d'Oraisa. And then the Gemara says, Rav Shimon eino chayev afilu kosav akiakeya ad sheyichtov es hashem perush shem da'avodazar. And Rabbi Shimon has an additional shita, Kedem Farshas Megemara, that Rabbi Shimon, I'm sorry, who's the author there? Rabbi Shimon? Did you say Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says it has to be what? It has to be Avodah Zarah. It has to be Avodah Zarah. Now, I just want to spend 10 seconds, but 2 minutes, exploring this machlokes. Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim, whether the Isser tattooing must be Avodah Zarah, or is it any kind of tattooing? According to Rabbi Shimon, if you didn't mention Avodah Zarah, it is? It's not Chai. It's not the Isser Doraisa. According to Chachamim, it's going to be Isser Doraisa, whether or not it says midin, whether it says what, whether it says avodah zarah or not. Now, Of Osai, where do you find the issue of tattooing the Torah?
They're kind of their own body for like morning.
I thought it was in. And is it there? Okay. And does it say anything explicit in the? Is there anything explicit in the Torah? Is there a Chumash handy? Is there a Chumash handy? Do you know the parsha by heart?
Give me something in the Chumash.
So if you look at the Chumash, I don't think you will find anything explicit identifying a connection between Avodah Zarah and tattoo. So if I had to ask, why do you think the Torah Aser tattoo? Is a woman allowed to apply makeup?
Yes.
Yes, you're allowed to paint your face. You're allowed to paint your face. Is a woman allowed to put on earrings?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's allowed to cut her. So why can't she do both at the same time? Cut her ears and put ink inside. She can put ink inside without cutting her ears. She can cut her ears without ink. But once you go ahead and tattoo, that's awesome. I'm not done with this name. What's the problem with tattoo? Why is it awesome? Why is it awesome? Joseph, permanent tikkun with like a bris milah. He doesn't want us to permanently change up like earrings.
But earrings close up.
What?
Earrings close
because
up.
It closes up. Yeah. Could be it's an Avodah Zarah practice. Right. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon assumes that the reason for the issue of tattooing was because there was a linkage to Avodah Zarah. And since there was a linkage to Avodah Zarah, so the Torah writes over here in Lo Tochlu al Adam, Lo Tenachashu Velo Ta'onu, Lo Ta'kifu Peas Roshachem, Velo Tashchis Es Pas Zekenecha, Viseret La Nevesh Lo Titu Bibsachem, Uksobis Ka'aka, Lo Titu Bochem Ani Hashem. So a whole series of averes. Don't do any of the above. So why can't you cut your pace? Why can't you use a razor blade? So you might argue that the reason for these Isurim is it's a chok. It's a chok. There is no reason. We don't know the reason. Don't tattoo. Don't cut your pace endlessly. So if you look at the Rambam Marnevuchim and other sources, they indicate that all of these dinim that are listed here in Parshas Kedoshim have some kind of, they were Gentile practices. They were Avodah Zarah practices. The way the Goyim cut their hair was by cutting the peis. The way the Goyim went ahead, they involved themselves in sorcery. Lo senachashu v'lo sa'onenu. They tattooed. That was part of their Avodah Zarah. There is a shas machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. E darshinan taima, which means as follows. Listen carefully. If we know the reason for a halacha, we know the tam of a halacha. Can we get underneath the tam of the halacha and define the halacha based on the tam? Are we doresh taima dekra? Do we look at halacha and say, this is usher because of X, and once I know the X, the reason for the halacha, that X will define the scope of the halacha.
No.
For example, for I might have, I don't remember. Yes, maybe I did. For example, how did Rav Shimon understand the halacha of Ksoves Kaka? The pasuk is very clear. Ksoves Kaka lo titnu bivsarchem, bivsarechem. Don't do it. But how did Rav Shimon understand this, sister? Does it say anything in the pasuk that it has to have avodah zarah? The pasuk doesn't say. So how did Rav Shimon come up with this halacha that's only if it's avodah zarah? What's the answer?
Okay.
Is that darshinan taima dekra? He looked at this halacha. He says the whole thing is that it's going to bring us to Avodah Zarah. So what kind of tattooing did the Torah have in mind? The Torah had in mind Avodah Zarah type tattooing. And that's the definition of the Issur. If you're just writing a vase, then it's not. Kach Omer Rabbi Shimon. And what do the Chacham say? The Chacham say tattooing is us across the board.
Ken Yashem.
Lo darshinan time of the. Oh, that's a good indicator. The pasuk says what?
Ken Yashem.
Ki'ani Hashem. What does that suggest? What does that shmek?
Nothing else.
No.
Mishadram.
I'm your God, not those gods.
No, but every pasuk around those things is Ani Hashem.
Good. Every pasuk, Mike.
No, never.
Meaning you can't apply. I'll
pop on.
Ishi lo ani tiro da Ani Hashem at the end of the pasuk.
That's true. That has another redarshan that I mean.
But not about Avodah Zarah.
No, I understand the difference, but we have Josh. Okay, Rabosa, listen carefully. Listen carefully.
What's that?
If you hold like Chachamim, they hold lo darshinan time of the Krah. What does lo darshinan time of the Krah mean? Is the reason because of Avodah Zarah?
Who's that, Rabbi? Who?
Yes. The reason is because of Avodah Zarah. And even so, is it in the Pasuk explicitly? If it's not in the Pasuk explicitly, it's not going to redefine the mitzvah. And therefore, the Torah says, don't do tattoos. We are not going to redefine it, even if we think we know the reason. The reason is not going to redefine the nature of the mitzvah.
But aren't there are things, though, that we could...
Rega. Let me explain. There is an issur in the Torah called Lo Sachbo Beged Almana. What does Lo Sachbo Beged Almana mean? If you go ahead and you lend money to a widow, the Torah says you're not allowed to take her garment as collateral. Why can't you take the garment of a widow as collateral? Because, presumably, what's this widow's financial status?
Not very
bad. Presumably it's bad. She's a widow. And as a widow, now you're going to lend her money. Why does she need money? Because her financial status is not so good. She needs money. And now you're going to go ahead, what? And on this impoverished widow, you're going to go ahead and take collateral from her? That's not nice. The Torah says, L'tachbo beged alman. Pasuk shot, what's the reason for this? Is it a chok?
It's not
a chok. It's because she's an ani. Let's say you have an almana ashira. Let's say she's really wealthy. What would you say in such a case? She wants to borrow money because she's got a fancy razzle-dazzle real estate deal. And now you want to take collateral to make sure that you can collect. If you hold Darshin and Time of the Crow, what would be the din?
Then you could take it.
Why? Because, so Rav Shimon indeed says, that if she's an almana ashira, then you're allowed to take the collateral. Why are you allowed to take the collateral? Because the din doesn't apply to... And once again, Rabbi Yehuda says, I should have written over here, af ashira. Why? Because Rav Shimon says, darshinan. Rabbi Yehuda says, lo darshinan time of the krah. That's the same exact machlokas you have by Ksoves Kaka. The reason Rav Shimon says that the Isser of tattooing only applies to Avodah Zarah is because of his position of Darshin and Time of the Krah. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, also Maseches Bava Metzia, that raised the foul in Kash, which is an interesting Kash, a sidebar, but I just want to bring it up. And it says that the Torah tells us the king is not allowed to have many, many, many wives. Is that correct?
Yeah, but that passage is before.
The king is not allowed to have many, many wives. So once again, let's say you have a king. Gemara says, why can't you have a lot of wives? Because what happens if you have a lot of wives?
Susim.
So, penyaser levavo, also susim, because it's going to pull him off the derech. You have too many wives, you get arrogant, you get stuff happens, it's going to pull you off the derech. So the Gemara says, but let's say he's a big, 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 big tzad. He's a big, 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 big tzad. So can he have many wives? So interesting. According to Shimon, the Gemara says, if he's a tzad gomor, it's mutter. It's mutter. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's a tzaddik gomer, nevertheless, it's usher. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara Bava Metzia asks Akasha, why by a tzaddik, what does Rabbi Yehuda say over here? How would you explain that it's usher by a big tzaddik?
Slow dash.
Make a mistake. I made a
mistake.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter. If it's a big tzaddik, it's mutter.
What about?
If it's a big tzaddik, it's mutter. Big tzaddik is us.
I made a mistake.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's a big tzaddik, it's mutter. What does that indicate?
Darshinan
time in the Krah. So the Gemara says there's a stira. There's a stira. Over here he's saying what? Darshinan time in the Krah meaning what? What does Darshinan time in the Krah mean? Since it's a tzaddik, we're not worried about him having many lives. So what do you see? That the reason for the halacha is defines the nature of the halacha. Wait a second, but over here, by an almana who's an ashira, what did he say?
He said it's usser.
It's af ashira is usser. So what's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Yeah, correct. When the pasuk is explicit, notice what I wrote over here. Why is a king not allowed to have many wives?
It says explicitly
in the pasuk, "Pen Yasi Levavol." Is this Darshin and Time of the Krah? Is this Darshin and Time of the Krah?
Actually,
is this Darshin on Time of the Krah?
Not really.
It's not Darshin on Time of the Krah.
It is the Krah.
It is the Krah. If it is the Quran, then Rabbi Yehuda says that the Tam is built in and then can redefine the nature of the Isser.
The Gemara says,
but
Gemara gets into that. I'm not going to discuss that right now. No.
Rabbi Shimon,
no. So all I'm saying, again, this is a side point, but I just wanted to say, I wanted to just bring out, from both sides, I just wanted to bring out the point
that
our, when Tosa cites this view of Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shimon l'shitase. It's built on, again, Tosa's not giving you any of the information, but it's built on the shita of Rabbi Shimon that says, Lo darshinan time of dekra, and since lo darshinan time of dekra, the iser of tattooing. I made a mistake. I said you wrong. He holds darshinan time of dekra, and since darshinan time of dekra, he can go ahead and say the reason for the iser of tattooing is what is because of avodah zara, and since because of avodah zara, it's only going to be usher in the context of writing, stamping, tattooing avodah zara. Okay, bottom line. It doesn't say reason, but he's divining the reason. He's saying, why would it be an usher in this context of these psukim? The same isurim of Otashis, shaving your face, all of these isurim are because of minhag avodah zarah. That's the tam. Once that's the tam, I can use the tam to redefine the mitzvah.
How did he get that tam? Because it says
he came up with the tam. I think it's because of Ani Hashem. Right, it's a dramatic position.
Right.
It's a dramatic position because if you look at the psukim do not circumscribe the iser, and comes along Rabbi Shimon and says the iser is going to be limited to avodah zarah. Where does he get that from? The answer is darshinan taima. Okay, Rabbi Osei, let's go back to Rabbi Kibbe. So Tosis comes along and says, we're finishing the Tosis. So Tosis comes along and says, I don't know if this get over here is going to be an Isser Doraisa or whether it's an Isser Drabanan, but what I do know is that it's Usser. And even though it's Usser, the get is a good get. The get is a good get. So Tosis Tosis says, and that's okay. I feel a habi a Isser Doraisa, but come up and have a get. The fact that there's not vera going on, will that diminish the quality of this get, the efficacy of this get? The answer is no. How do I know it's not going to diminish the efficacy of the get? Because Yisrei Hana. Since I can be Megarish Nisha be Yisrei Hana, and the Yisrei Hana is not going to go ahead and diminish the get, so too over here, the avera of tattooing is not going to undermine the get. That's Tosis. Simple Tosis. And we're good to go. Now, I wanted to just spend 5 minutes, not more, and I know you spent a good chunk of your Seder, but 5 minutes, not more, on a very interesting Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a very, very big chiddush, but it's a good idea to have in your pocket, and therefore I decided to give it to you. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is bothered by the following question. We have a machlokes Rava and Abaye in Maseches Temura. Kol da'ama rachmana lo ta'avid, i'avid, Iavid, mahani or lo mahani. If the Torah says don't do something, and you did it, is the chalos that the Torah prohibited, is it chal or is it not chal? Abai says it's chal. Rava says it's not chal. And the Gemara has three blot of Gemara trying to figure out who is correct. One of your classic cases of kol ma da'avid rachmana lo ta'avid, Iavid, is lo mahani, one of the big rises, let's say, when it comes to Isurei Gilei Arayos. Let's say you want to marry your sister. So, you give your sister a ring, you say, Harei at Mikudeshes Li. What's the halacha? It's usher to do that. You did it. What's the halacha? Lo mahani, it doesn't work. Let's say you went ahead and chas v'shalom raped a woman. You raped a woman. What's the Torah say? You have to. V'lo tiele Isha. You have to marry her. And lo yuchal agarsha kol yamav. So comes along Rav and says, lo yuchal agarsha kol yamav. It's also to divorce her. And if you divorced her, no good. No good. No good. It's not effective. E'ovid lo mahani. So comes along Rav Akiva Eiger. And Rav Akiva Eiger says, I don't understand this taisus. I have a kashan taisus. Why? Because you got to make tattoos. Can you give the Isha a tattoo get? Why, says Rabbi Kiri, can you give her a tattoo get? After all, is tattooing bona fide halachic writing? Is it halachic writing?
Why
Because the Torah says, don't tattoo. And therefore, the Torah says, don't tattoo. Eoved, if you're tattooed, how does the Torah view that ksiva? Lomahani. It's not called Maisa ksiva. Look inside. Look inside. Second line, third line. Mikomokom neima Maisa ksiva de Lomahani. Viyia ki ilu kosav kof ba'alma. And it's as if, who did the writing?
A monkey.
De Lomahani, lagarish bo. And therefore, it shouldn't be affected to Megarish. So comes along the Derki Veger, and he says, it must be, Tosas holds like this very, very well-established Chiddush, that what is the pshat that called Av Rahmana lo savid I avid lo mahani, what's the pshat, is that that's only going to be true if by lo mahani, the Avera is going to be fixed. It's going to be generate a tikkun ha'avera. So, for example, what's our classic case? You have two animals. One is Kodesh. You want to transfer the Kedusha. What does the Torah say? Lo yame, you're not allowed to. What does it mean, you're not allowed to? You're not able to, you can't. You're not going to allow it to happen. And thereby, the attempt to transfer the Kedusha from animal A to animal B is not going to happen. Memela, the Avera, the result of the Avera, is not going to be achieved. You want to marry your sister? We don't want you to marry your sister. So therefore, you try and marry your sister, we're not going to let it happen. We're going to stop it. We're going to block it from happening. And as such, the Avera, the consequence of the Avera, of being married incestually, is essentially cured. We're mitaking the Avera. The Avera has been, meaning you're still bad, you did Avera, but the consequence of the Avera has been thwarted. Got it? Got it? We thwart the consequence of the Avera. You want to divorce your wife that you raped? You can't. Meaning what?
Because it doesn't work.
You get an Avera, but your attempt is thwarted. Says Rabbi Kiveger, that's the pshat over here. And over here, therefore, if you go ahead and say the ksiva is not a good ksiva, not a ksiva, and therefore you can't divorce her, does that undo the act of tattooing? Does that undo the act of tattooing?
No.
Does it still say Mamba mentality on your arm? You haven't undone the act of tattooing. And as a result, what? The get is good! Because you can't undo the Avera. When do we say, what? Iavid lo mahani, when the lo mahani is going to thwart the Avera. So what are the examples we have? You can't divorce her, so she's not divorced. You can't marry your sister, so we're thwarting the result of the Avera. But over here, by saying it's not a good divorce, have we thwarted the tattooing? It's still a tattoo. And therefore, you can't thwart. And that, he suggests, is the pshat and tosis, and it's a wrong pshat. It's the wrong pshat. How do I know it's the wrong pshat? Because of the following. And Rabbi Kiveger says, why is it the wrong pshat? This pshat, though he just suggested, he doesn't stick with it. Why not? Why doesn't he stick with it? Watch this. Shmuley!
Yes.
Are you here? Kind of. No, he sit up straight, depressed all day today. Till tomorrow, he'll be depressed. Till I get back on the horse. Yesterday, I'm going to be. I'm going to have 23 hours of depression. No, depression. Deep, 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 deep depression. I might take things out of my children because of
it. All because of you,
Shmuley. Deep depression.
Is the recording on pause?
No, not at all. Not at all. Why are you Torah? Here we come. Okay. That's Shmuley Shafa, by the way.
Not Torah.
Just in case. On the shit of resume.
You're the one that made revises.
Is there any other people listening?
I can't afford that. I got like 3 months now.
What? 20. Yes.
Okay. I better start pausing this. Very quickly. Okay. Rabosai, listen carefully. In a case of Isser Hana, what does Tosa say? Can you be Megarish and Isha with Isser Hana? Why don't we say, according to Tosa, is it an Avera to use Isser Hana as Gerishin? Is it an Avera? is not veira to be megarish and isha with iser hana.
No.
Yes.
Don't guess.
It is.
How do I know it is?
We said it before.
Not because he said it before.
It
we did say it before. We're saying it now again. Tosis says it. Tosis says, how do I know that if you divorce her with a tattoo, it's a good divorce even though you did an aveira? Because of Isra'na. Which is means that the Isra'na is an aveira. Why? Because you are. Why is it an aveira to divorce a woman with Orla? Why is it an aveira? Because someone's getting hana. Someone's getting hana. Either you're getting hana because you don't got to use a piece of paper. You can use the Orla. Whatever. There's a hana event. So how
does that work?
1 second. But if I say that it's not a good gerushin, then I have thwarted the aveira. Where is the aveira, Rabosa? In the get. In the fact that this is a good get. If I say it's not a good get, I'm not talking about tattoo. I'm not talking about tattoo. I'm talking about the Isser Hana. If I say it's not a good get, then what? Then there's no Isser Hana anymore. So what have I done? What have I done? I've thwarted the Isser Hana. In such a case, what should we say? Called the Avid Rachmana Lo Savid. E Avid Lo Mahani.
Why is no get thwarting this? Is there not? I mean, you're just saying that there's no. You're not getting enough.
I learned a big lesson. Today.
Yeah, wait, why isn't it?
Never go off sugya. I leave the world of get for a day. The children are totally lost.
Time. Wait, why?
One
is
more time. One, because. Listen. According to Tosis, is giving a get on Isuri Hana and Aveira?
Yes.
How do I know?
Because he compared it to tattoo.
So that tells me there's an Aveira. Okay? Now, the question is it a good get, yes or no, even though I did an Aveira?
Yes.
It's a good get. Even though I did an Aveira, it's a good get. What Aveira did I do? I got Hana. Where is the Hana that I'm getting? In the fact that it's a good get, that's where the Hana is. Because if I had to go ahead and buy a piece of paper, that would cost me 10 prutos. So now I don't have to go ahead and pay the 10 prutos. I can go ahead and use my Isra Hana. I'm getting Hana from this Isra Hana. That is an Aveira. So the Aveira of the Hana is coming because this is a good get.
It's a Schnickel paradox, a little, no?
If, therefore, I tell you it's not a good get, Mitaka the Aveira. But it is a good get. What does that tell you? It does not prescribe Svara.
So it doesn't mean we.
Tosfos does not.
Is the only one that agrees that Asura Na is Asura
right.
To use for
it. It might be Asura to use for get. No, everyone says it's good to use for get. Tos says it's good despite that Sanveira.
Everybody agrees it's Sanveira, no?
No. It might be, if you remember, when we learned Asura Na, it might be good for get because.
Oh, because of low derivatives?
No, not the lips are going down to that. It's good for a get. But it might not be called a Hana event. It might not be for a former Hana event. We discussed whether it has to be the Xos. This is one of the rise of the Xos. You don't need that's a whole discussion. Okay, Rav Osai. So therefore, did you get that? Therefore, the Xos gives the Rav Kidei gives a noob shot. It's a very, very novel shot. It's an interesting shot. It's not a sophisticated shot, but it's a noob shot. It's a noob shot. And it all goes to how you understand the English word, how you understand the Hebrew word lo. When the Torah says lo yuchal legarsha, you can't divorce her. When the Torah says you can't marry your sister. When the Torah says you can't violate Shabbos. When the Torah says you can't tattoo. What does the word can't? I'm going to complicate your life very slightly. This halacha of the Ovid Lo Mahani. You see what I wrote? The Ovid Lo Mahani. Okay? What does it mean? Does it mean there's an Isser and the Isser causes Chalos Lo. It causes the Isser causes the event not to happen.
Yes.
Or, basically, the Torah says, the The Torah says the event, and when I say can't, what does can't mean? Can't means is can't. Does the word can't mean not allowed? Or does the word can't mean, Isaac, can, if I say you can't ask questions now, what am I saying? What am I saying? I'm saying I prohibit you from interrupting to ask questions. It's a, I'm ushering something. Say it's ushering. If I say, Isaac, you can't fly, flap your arms and fly, you can't do that. What am I saying? You're incapable. You're incapable. Now, says Rabbi Akiva, what the Torah is really, really saying in this principle is, when do we say, I'avid lo mahani, is, in cases where what the Torah really means is, it is not possible to happen. It's impossible to happen. For example, when you tattoo yourself, don't tattoo. Did a tattoo happen?
Yes.
Yes, so what's the Torah mean when it says don't tattoo? It's saying it's usr. So, okay, but did a tattoo happen?
Yes.
So therefore, can I now use that tattoo to divorce a wife?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Why? Because the tattoo happened. When the Torah says that a brother cannot marry his sister, the Torah is saying two things simultaneously. What are the two things Tom Klein is saying? Number one is, it's usser. Number two is, it can't happen. It can't, meaning it's incapable. He's incapable of doing so. He's not able to do so. The Torah says that a father, when he passes away, cannot shift the bechorah from one son to a, from the bechor to a non-older son, to a younger son. The Torah says, lo yuchal levakir. He cannot make a tzair into the oldest son. What does it mean when it says lo yuchal levakir? Two possibilities. One is, it's usser, but it's chal. The other is, you can try all you want to give your money to the younger son, but it just doesn't work. The Torah doesn't recognize
it. In that case, so important, it has practical implications. In that case, if it's usher, let's say the father does and he passes away, the older son can't come at the basin and say,
right.
I want to claim
correct.
It. But if the older Rebbe is incapable, the older son
no,
can't
so,
come
so
and
now
say,
it might, but now Rebbe Kinney is going to have to look at every lav in the Torah.
Yeah.
So Rav Osai, I have a question for you. Do we have any Kohanim in the room? If a Kohen marries a Grusha, every single Isser now has to be analyzed with this question in mind. When a Kohen marries a Grusha, the Pshat is not allowed to. Is the Pshat not allowed to? Or is the Pshat he is incapable of? Every Isser has to ask that question. So Rav Kinega proves at certain times, it's so obvious that the Torah is asking something. If the Torah says, for example, you're not allowed to build a house on Shabbos, and you built a house on Shabbos, is the house not built? No, the house is built. It's clear that the Torah asserted the action, but the house is still extant. But you could ask the question in a number of different areas. If the Torah says, don't do shechita, one could on Shabbos. Don't do shechita on Shabbos. So can I eat the meat after Shabbos? Or do you say, there is, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Shabbos is what he calls an Isser Klali. The Torah is Asrin Shechita. It's Asrin Shechita, and therefore the meat is a byproduct. You can eat the meat. The Shechita happened, so you can eat the meat. But when it comes to marrying your sister, what did the Torah Asr? Did the Torah Asr, listen carefully, did the Torah Asr the Maisa Kiddushin? Or did the Torah really asser and was interested in the result? It's assering the result. And if it's assering the result, the Torah might very well say that this result cannot happen. So that's the Chiddush of Kivega. That's the one he accepts the halacha. And that's what explains Tosis. He says, when the Torah assers tattoo, what did the Torah asser? It assered the action of tattooing. But is there a tattoo there? There is a tattoo there. So can you use that tattoo to marry someone? What?
Would that not work nowadays?
It would work. I mean, I wouldn't go into Bezdin with a...
Now it's not. Now there are ways to get rid of
it. Even so, there is a shyline when it comes to modern day, there's a makeup that women use. That is it's a permanent makeup. I don't know what it's called, but it's basically a process by which the makeup will last for 2-3 years.
What?
That's not permanent.
It's pretty perfect. It's ink that's injected into that. And that is a very, most posts can assume that's an isser of tattoo. No.
Botox.
No.
For a man, maybe.
Okay. I'm in a bad mood, Baruch Hashem. So I'm going to keep learning.
Good.
For 5 minutes. No questions.
You can't or impossible?
You can't.
I will.
No. Okay, Rabosai, quickly open up your Rambams very quickly. Very quickly, very quickly. Very quickly, very quickly. Very quickly. I said. Okay, back to the Gemara. Back to Gittin, just for 2 minutes. When you divorce your wife with the Eved, Yadosha Eved, Boy Rabbi Chama. Remember, Chama has a question: is it a good divorce? Is it not a good divorce? And what does the Gemara cite? It cites Reish Lakish. What does Reish Lakish say? Grojus Enim Chazaka. What does that mean? Grojus Enim Chazaka. Since it moves,
can't work.
We assume that. It doesn't. So if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Vav, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet. So the Rambam says the following. Haya haget chakuk al yad shel eves ved biksoves ka'aka. The get is engraved, is tattooed on the eved. V'haya yotze mitachas yada. And the Eved does what?
It leaves her hands.
V'ahayu ha'edim chakukim al yado. And the Eidim are engraved on the hand of the Eved. Harezu migureshes af al pi she'en la Eidim Mesira. She doesn't have Eidim Mesira, meaning no one witnessed the transfer of the Eved, but it's a good get. Why is it a good get? Because what do you have? You have Eidim Chasim. You have Eidim that are signed. And who's holding the get? Who's holding the get? The Isha's holding the get. She's got the Eved. So what do we assume? It's a good get. Then the Rambam says, after all, Sharei Eina Yachol is Daif. Afilu hayu muhzakim ba Eved shehu shelo. What if the Eved is... We know the Eved is... Was his. Eved was his. The get chakuk al yado. And the get is what? Is engraved on him, on the Eved. V'yotz mitachas yada v'yomeres be'edim nimsarli. And what does she say? He gave it to me with edim. So notice what the Rambam says. Harezu safek migureshet. So anyone who wants some homework, this is a special gift to Avi and Talis. Anyone wants some homework? This Rambam is a little strange. Because what does Rambam say? Let's just go over it again. You have a get where? Where's the get? Written on the Eved. Who owned the Eved? The man owned the Eved. Are the Eidim signed on the Eved?
Yes.
No!
In the Sefer? Oh, in the second case, they are.
In the second case, there's no Eidim.
Oh, they're just accompanying Eidim?
There's no Eidim.
At all?
No Eidim at all. She claims that there were Eidim and Sira. And where is the Eved right now? The Eved right now is in her possession. Are the Eidim on the what? Are the Eidim on the Eved? No Eidim on the Eved. Where is the Eved? In her possession. What is the simple reading of our Gemara? What happens with Avadim? What significance is there that the Avadim is in her? That the Eved is by her? The answer is no. Why? Because Hagodros Ein Lahem Chazaka. So everyone wants to know why is she then Safek Migureshes? Eidei Mesira, who is testifying that they're Eidei Mesira? She's claiming it's Eidei Mesira. And who was the historic owner of this Eved? He was. If you look in the Hagos Ashri at the end of your Maror Makomos, you'll see the Hagos Ashri Kos Yor Zarua brings the same exact case. You know what he says? Eina Migureshes. What does Eina Migureshes mean? She's an Eishes Ish, full blown. How does Rambam write it? Safek Migureshes. So who was bothered by this? Rav Chaim is bothered by it. So, yes,
hello?
He only writes in the Rambam.
Yeah,
but his main work is on the Rambam. Okay, so there's for Avi and Talis, because Avi and Talis likes Rav Chaim's. You need a little bit of Taisis for this Rav Chaim, but I'm probably not going to do this Rav Chaim tomorrow. If you want me to, it's a gift to you. It's a gift to you. So if you want to do a little work on Reb Chaim tonight, it's an opportunity. I gave it to him in photocopy. I gave it to him on the page. So if you want to work on it, please feel free. Have an excellent day. And I will cry until tomorrow at about 11 o'clock.